What up, world? It's just your host, Nigel Jamal. Elevated Toes Radio. Hop in. Let's go up. This episode, I have nothing to give you other than a mind full of questions. Isn't that pretty mindful? A mind full of questions. That's really mindful to me. So, what I would like to ask you, before I ask you anything, I'd like to read an excerpt. And this excerpt, just listen to it. Here it goes. Do not believe in anything simply because you've heard it. Do not believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Do not believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. Do not believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. Do not believe in traditions because they have been handed down for many generations. But after observation and analysis, when you find that anything agrees with reason and is conducive to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it. So, I'd like to ask you, excuse me, what are some pre-existing beliefs that you're holding on to? What are some words that you hold on to that were passed down to you from teachers and elders? What are some ideals and values that you hold on to that were given to you from religious texts? What are some things that you might have heard that were rumored by many that you just decided are true? What facts can you check within yourself? What do you believe in that is a tradition and you just believe it because it's tradition? What is the common topic that you agree on that you might have never questioned? What are some things that you might feel inside that really resonate with you that your parents or your elders or your leaders in your life have never, you know, that you'd never questioned? I just want to ask you to ask yourself these questions. I want to ask you to fact check yourself and fact check your sources. Like, this is a different kind of fact check. When you're writing a paper in college, when you're writing a paper in school, you're, you know, citing references, doing research. But what I'm talking about is the gut, you know? What does your gut say about some of the things that you believe that were given to you? What do you do? I mean, you know, generations, you know, generation after generation, things get passed down. Tradition after tradition, things get passed down. Textbook after textbook, things get passed down. Ideal after ideal, things get passed down. Now, this is 2018. I know in 1960, things were different. I know in 1970, things were different. I know in 1980, things were different. I know in 1990, things were different. I know in the year 2000, things were different. In the year 2010, things were different. So, what do your parents hold on to that you probably or maybe still hold on to that just is outdated now? Like, your parents ever said something to you and you're like, what you mean by that? You know, your grandparents ever say something, or you ever say something to them and they just look at you like, don't ever say that again. But it's something that you probably talk about amongst your crowd and your friends and the people that are part of your generation. What are some of those things I'm just asking you to ask yourself these questions. In no way, shape, or form am I pushing my ideals and my beliefs and values on you. I'm asking you to fact check yourself, your family, your sources, and the elders and the traditions. Because it seems to me that this world, you know, like, damn, I'll put it like this. I watched the episode of South Park, and if you are a fan of that show, then you know that show is borderline, like, they take it really far. And some of the things they do is really outrageous, and I don't know how it makes it on TV or even, like, to the public. But I will say that they pointed out some really important things that are going on in the world today. Like, you know, strong women and strong men that exist in the world today. And how people have strong beliefs that, for instance, I use this example. There was a vice principal who had 5 babies who looked just like the main principal, but the vice principal did not want to admit that the principal was the father because she was her own strong woman. And she wanted to identify the babies as fatherless. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in that kind of world today where you could, I mean, you always can. There's technology that exists where you could freeze the egg or you can germinate the egg the way that it needs to be fertilized, and then you can have a kid without any kind of intercourse or sexual activity. But they took it a step further and they were like, you know, the babies, you know, you can't push the babies and say, oh yeah, this is a boy and that's a girl. I don't disagree with any of that. I'm just saying, it seems that we're becoming more open or more outside the box thinking in every aspect of life. And it's like the way people are brought into this world, the parents of the people or the kids, you know, and the sensitivity that exists out there, and the fact that we have to be cautious and careful with what we say to others simply because it's so easy to get offended nowadays. So I just want to ask you to ask yourself, what beliefs and what, like, values and traditions and morals and etc. are you holding on to? Elevated Toes Radio. What it do? From me to you, something beautiful. I'm glad I was able to share this view with you. Now I just want to do it through. I hope this is something new to you. And although this was unusual, let's let it be beautiful. Signing off, Nader Jamal. Elevated Toes Radio. Yes.